Warheads Weekly!
Hello, world, and welcome to this inaugural edition of Warheads Weekly. I know it's cold outside, but spring is coming, folks, and so that's what we're here in 309 Studios to get you all excited for the upcoming Joplin City League slow pitch softball season.
It's going to be big time. There's going to be lots of homers hit, lots of bases not run out. Lots of jogging.
Lots of average defense.
Yeah, lots of dropped fly balls. But lots of great catching.
A lot of fun. It's fun. We're going to be talking about Ozark Christian College's premier slow pitch softball team. And I say they're the premier team because they're actually the only team.
One of one.
On this campus. So top team until someone else makes a team. The Williamson III Warheads. You know, last year, the inaugural year of the Warheads franchise, you know, kind of an up and down year. Rhett, what are your thoughts on the team last year?
Yeah, it was an up and down year, as you said, Monty. Lots of great offense at time. If I remember correctly, we did have the 11 run inning rallying
that to was a beat, big game
to beat what I can only assume was like an appliance company or something.
A team that had a lot of players that were all bigger than us.
Lots of firepower throughout the lineup. Lots of concentration issues. A very attractive team of guys, but
very true.
Made the playoffs. Seemed like a completely different team in the playoffs. Probably because it actually was. We all left for summer break and.
Which was different unfortunate.
People, yeah, different people.
A lot of rainouts.
Lots of rainouts last year.
But a good year for an expansion team, you know.
Great year for an expansion team.
Coming into the City League in the Silver Division, it was a good year. You know, looking forward to the upcoming year. Returning a lot of starters this year. The only lost starter, Craig Davenport.
Moment of silence. All right, that's enough.
But, you know, Craig was a catcher for us last year, played a little on the infield. Going to miss him a little bit, but, you know, we've got some more guys coming in. So a young team this year, some guys with some experience this year. It's going to be a little bit of a different dynamic from last year, as many as – potentially four players on the team are going to be engaged.
Ah.
It's going to be interesting to see how that dynamic affects the team chemistry as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Ring by spring, you know.
That is a thing. It is a thing, especially at Ozark. Mm-hmm.
Ring by spring, also hopefully getting that championship shirt by summer.
Mm-hmm. A great combination. Also, Clayton Patrick, who is our ace pitcher.
Ace pitcher
has moved from Williamson III, is living off campus this semester.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think having such a star player not a part of the floor, how will that affect the dynamic of the team?
You know, in these leagues, team chemistry is such a vital thing, and especially on pitching. You know, he's going to be out there on the mound and he's going to be isolated. He's going to be in a world of his own. If you've ever been out there slow pitch pitching, It's a scary place to be.
It really is.
You're off there by yourself, and it might be a detriment because I'm concerned that Clay Pat needs to be able to look around and see out into the field and go, wow, these guys are my brothers and they got my back, and it doesn't matter if I give up a home run or if I strike a guy out looking, which would never happen, maybe. But that'd be cool. We're going to love him regardless. So I think it can be overcome. It is a detriment. But, you know, this guy, he's of great stock.
He really is.
That family.
Comes from a great bloodline of slow pitch players.
The Manning family of slow pitch softball, really.
That is true.
I think we'll overcome it. But it's going to be something that we're going to need to watch out as that storyline unfolds throughout the rest of the season.
However, the Warheads have prepared for this change because they've spent the offseason staying in shape by scrimmaging other players.
Mm.
you know, it's been interesting to see, you know, kind of getting back in shape, kind of some off-season optional training activities.
Very optional.
Very optional. What were some things you saw coming out of this off-season training that we can look forward to in the Willie Warheads this year?
Gosh, you know, I saw a couple things. First and foremost, Travis Wilcoxon still looks fantastic in baseball pants. You know, he's built like a baseball player. So
he really is.
You know, if you want to come out to the games, see that is worth it. Secondly, you know, I feel like all of our players that didn't play in high school, I think they got a better feel for the game and really, you know, some of the heart and soul of the game, you know, getting ready to rip a couple shots over that wall.
In some low-pressure situations.
Low pressure, slow pitching, you know, and I thought it was really good. Got a good old confidence boost up.
Yeah.
High scoring games.
Yeah.
I think the average score line was somewhere around 35 to 40 points per each team.
Yeah. They were some fun games to watch. And it'll be interesting to see how having this offseason training, which we didn't have coming into last season, will affect our performance when the lights are on, when the big games are happening. So, coming into this new season, some interesting storylines for the Warheads. The biggest storyline, which if you follow us on Twitter, you've already heard about.
Mm-hmm.
We've just heard this morning from our sources that there's been a change in the captaincy of the Williamson Warheads. Last year, Drake Holderman, the inaugural captain of the team. But this year, the baton has been passed to Jared Comfort.
Yeah, this is exciting. You know, we can't overstate what Drake did to this team, what D. Holy did. I mean, you know, Lion Chaser, the fanfare around that. But I mean, Comfy, he's a driven individual. He's a well dressed individual. I think he'll bring a lot of professionalism to the team.
He will.
You know, get him in shape. I can't wait for him to find out that he's been named captain. We haven't told him yet.
Hopefully he's listening to this and
finding
out. Yeah,
hopefully he's listening in. And if you are listening in, company, whatever, Comfy, please call in and, you know, give us your thoughts.
Join in the discussion.
I think he's going to be a fantastic
captain. I think he will be. You know, he's a kid that can play. You know, we've seen that. He's a solid first baseman.
He'll sign the team up for the league and go through the paperwork.
Hopefully.
On time, I think.
Hopefully, good about that. That was one of Drake's strengths as captain last year. He did the dirty work.
And a thing he shares with the last captain, both guys great clutch power hitters.
Very much so.
And it's going to be interesting to see.
Both from the Tulsa area.
Tulsa area guys, really interesting to see how Drake responds to not having the responsibility of captaincy. So he can just kind of calm down and just play his game.
It'll be interesting to see. Hopefully that will make him a more effective hitter in the middle of the lineup.
It won't make him a more accurate hitter. He can't get more accurate. That man.
That is very true.
Wow.
It won't give him any better hair.
It won't. Ah, Drake's hair. Hashtag Drake's hair.
Some other big storylines coming into this season. Really the biggest holes that the Warheads need to fill are at third base coach and first base coach. Brett, you want to tell us about some of the potentials for filling the holes in the coaching staff?
There's been some rumbles and there's been some grumbles. I hit the bricks and was trying to do some good old-fashioned reporting, and it seems like one of the names that just kept being thrown around whenever you talk to a lot of the brass of the Warheads was Gerald Griffin.
Ah.
Gerald Griffin, he's a professor at Ozark Christian College currently. He was a pastor out at Racine for a long time, I'm assuming. And longtime Cardinals fan, diehard Cardinals fan. He knows the game.
From Memphis, Tennessee.
And, you know, I think that it's a good fit. I think it makes sense. The money works out contract-wise. We have the cap space for it. And you know,
really, Griff's personality meshes well with the personality of the Warheads as a whole.
Because, you know, he's clutch, we're clutch.
He's clutch. He's a laid-back guy. He doesn't put too much emphasis on defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be a good fit, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, Griff standing in the third base coaching box would be a sight to see.
Mm-hmm.
Across the diamond, at first base, a potentially bigger hole because the Warheads need to replace their beloved ball boy and first base coach, Levi Stanser.
Ah, Levi. Man, crowd favorite. I think they're going to be singing his name in the stands for years to come.
I'm going to miss him.
Man. But
really just the glue guy, the heart and soul
of
that team.
He wasn't necessarily the engine that made it run, but he was like the air conditioning system or something. Some kind of, not really necessarily important, but it was really nice to have, and so it's going to not be fun
and so
without him.
The interesting thing here, a part of this podcast, is that we are asking the fans to help us out in finding a new ball boy or first base coach.
Either or both.
If it takes two people to fill Stanser's role,
that would be expected.
So, you know, the fans, if you have anyone who you feel like could be a ball boy or first base coach for the Warheads, would be a good fit, let us know. Tweet us at Weekly, Weekly, Weekly with an H.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know, because it would be greatly appreciated. So now, Rhett, let's take a look around the horn, starting at the pitcher's mound. You already talked about Clayton Patrick a little bit, but the Warheads pitching staff is more than just Clayton. Also have Drake Holderman and Travis Wilcoxon out of the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this pitching staff coming into this season?
I think it's a good pitching staff, you know. It's a hard job trying to pitch slow pitch. I mean, you know, you're trying to throw underhanded at a man that's 6'6", 345 pounds, and has probably in the last several hours consumed a considerable amount of alcohol. And, you know, that's not a fun job, but I think that we have the guys to really get it done and get it done when it needs doing. Clay Pat is the rock. He's our ace, as we've said earlier. Got that knuckleball. We don't need to even cover him. Drake is a pitcher that's really worked on his game recently. I think that he has improved his game. You know, was a spot starter, rotational guy, you know. But I think he's gonna end up being a really good, solid number two pitcher. And Travis Wilcoxon has the moxie of a thousand men.
He really does.
I mean, that guy, you're not gonna intimidate him. Again, looks great in baseball attire. Really just has the stare down.
That great sweatband.
Great sweatband. Great stare down. Great stuff. Good chemistry with the catcher. All pro catcher. You know, so I think going three deep at pitcher, that's a good,
it's huge.
That's a good number of people that can pitch. And considering that two of the three of them are basically engaged, I mean, you know, Clay Pat's not engaged, but I mean really.
Let's
call a spade a spade. Travis is engaged and Drake's engaged. So, you know, I think it's an added maturity level.
You know, really, it has, and it'll be interesting to see how that added maturity plays out on the mound.
And since there's three of them, they're probably going to have easier schedules. So having three of them is good because one of them is always going to be available to pitch, hopefully.
You know, hopefully. Moving to the other side of the battery, one of the big changes to the Warheads this year is last year the Warheads operated on a bit of a platoon system at catcher between Craig Davenport and yourself.
Yes.
Moving this year, you are stepping up into the number one guy on the depth chart behind the plate. What do you have to say about yourself in this bigger role, Rhett? What do you expect from yourself this year?
Really excited. You know, I spent some time working on hand signals throughout the off season. It was generally based around I kind of just point at the spot that I wanted to throw at, and it's been working out great. I think that I have all the tools necessary to be a great slow pitch catcher. I'm not afraid of the bat swinging a couple feet away from me. That doesn't scare me. I can catch anything softly underhandedly thrown at me. I can catch the ball so long as it's not a fly ball. I don't have to think about where to throw it ever. Because, you know, they're always throwing to me and I'm tagging people. Maybe I'm throwing to second once in a while. And I think that since I've taken a couple counseling classes, and so I think I'm going to be really good, a good aid to the pitching staff's psyche while they're out there.
That's great.
I'm going to be their friend out there. I'm going to be their mentor out there. You know, I just want to be Obi-Wan to their, Luke.
That's great. And something we forgot to talk about with Drake and Clay and Travis is the offense. You know, you, as far as on base percentage goes, was one of the top on the team last year.
I was the top on the team. I want to put that out there. I was definitely number one on the team, maybe.
In the on base percentage, you know, Clayton, Drake, and Travis are all great middle of the lineup 1,000. Guys. Batted 1,000. I didn't realize that.
That's yes, impressive. I did. I never had a single extra base hit. I never slugged once. But I batted 1,000. You got me to that plate. I was either going to walk or make the first base, and those were the two options.
That's great. Now moving to first base, we've already talked about our team captain this year, Mr. Jared Comfort.
Mm.
A great first baseman, a lefty, which is what you want ideally at first base. You know, he can make the plays. He's got experience at the plate, at that base. And, you know, offensively, he's a solid middle of the lineup guy, batting about the fourth, mm-hmm. fifth spot in the lineup.
He's got the power to take it long. He's got the brains to know when to, you know, just have a ground rule double.
Yeah.
He has the moxie and the just, you know, that championship edge about him.
He does. He really does. He's very good at bat flips.
Yeah, he's bat flips. He's real fiery.
Led the team in quality bat flips last year.
Yeah. And
which is a real stat.
That was a stat. We kept control of that. Like QBA, quality bat flip average, was like, seriously, like 745.
It might have been tops in the entire city league. Not entirely sure on that.
Mm-hmm. We don't keep stats for the other teams because they don't matter as much.
Moving to second base, you know, I feel like second base was really an underrated position for the Warheads last year. And this year,
yeah, that's just you. That's okay.
We're going to have Luke Proctor at second base, potentially the addition of Juan Salas. You know, Juan participated in some of the mm-hmm. offseason activities at mm-hmm. second base. A pretty solid bat.
Real good team guy.
Just a great guy. But him and Proctor at second base potentially this year.
That's going to be a good combo. I think I have high hopes for that combo. You know, Luke Proctor is a valuable asset to this team. He's a good rah-rah guy.
Really
keeps smiles on the face of everyone around us, and that's a good quality that we have whenever we are in a dogfight with a bunch of guys that work construction, and we just need to take a moment to kind of, you know, relax. Plus, I mean, the man, no one knows the game better. Maybe.
You know.
Possibly.
Just a great guy. Like you said, you know, just a lot of energy. A big fan of the game, a student mm-hmm. of the game, knows it well. It's mm-hmm. great. Moving to third base. Some depth at third base for the Warheads, which is really a big advantage. You know, you've got Zach Merrill, who can play third base or shortstop.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy himself. And then you have Drake Holderman, who we talked about earlier, as one of the members of the pitching staff. But in his spare time, DJ D. Holdy likes to play third base.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of power from the third base spot for the Warheads this mm-hmm. year, you know.
All kinds of power.
Two guys that can hit the ball hard,
mm-hmm.
and you know, hopefully both of those guys can hit the middle of the lineup for us this year.
Oh yeah, great guys. One's from the Speed State, the other one played baseball in high school for the great Owosso Ram program. That's that true. Machine just putting out prospects, you know. I think
into good, the thing, slow pitch good things circuit.
good things out of the third base.
Mm. Moving to shortstop, we have my roommate, Seth Brown.
Seth Brown.
Really an underrated guy, you know, kind of gets looked over when we're looking at the offense because there are so many weapons for the Willie Warheads. But Seth is a good power guy. And playing shortstop, you know, a position you want to have a good bat at. And Seth can play shortstop well. He can hit the ball well in the middle of the lineup for the Warheads.
Let me tell you, he's got the most crushing line drive on the team, most likely.
He really does.
And you know, if you're trying to field that, I would suggest you use your glove and you don't use your sternum, because that would hurt, hypothetically.
You know, I have heard that, you know, in theory that might happen.
That would not be good.
Moving to the outfield.
Outfield.
You know, I want to look at who I think, and you, I think you'll agree with me, Rhett, really the MVP of the Warheads last year, Shane Robinson in
Shady
left field.
Shady Shane Robinson.
The real Slim Shaney.
Oh, man. He plays, it's listed down at left field, but let's be honest, he plays the ball wherever the ball may be.
That's,
you know?
That's true.
He's like Liam Neeson, and the ball took his daughter. I mean, it doesn't
that's
matter.
A fair
it
assumption.
Doesn't. He doesn't care. Who hit the ball, where the ball is, you know, he will find it and he will catch it.
That's
spectacularly.
True. You know, and really, if you're a fan of the major leagues, you know the success that Mike Trout has had for the Angels the past couple years. And, you know, really Shane is the slow pitch incarnation of Mike Trout. He's got some power at the plate. He's great defensively. He's got a great arm. Really probably made more outs from left field last year than any other position on the field.
Uh-huh. Than the first baseman.
There was a lot of games where he would have multiple assists. You know, no one really wanted to run on him. And having a defensive player like that in left field really strengthens your team.
Plus, he's got a winning smile.
He really does.
Man.
Moving across the outfield a little bit to left center, a man who we've talked about already a little bit, Travis Wilcoxon.
T. Will?
We've already given him a lot of credit offensively and just looking at his overall softball swag.
Yeah, borderline too much credit, but you know what? I'm okay with that.
You know, but let's talk about his outfield skills a little bit. You know, really a solid defensive player.
Mm-hmm. Knows what he's doing.
Doesn't make mistakes, runs ball down in the gap, and having him next to Shane, you know, really strengthens that team.
Yeah, classic big league chew combo. You know, just big league chew, and then the other one's sunflower seeds. Like, they're just what needs to go
really
with baseball.
Really is. They're great. You need solid outfielders in slow pitch softball.
Absolutely, because they're the only ones that are actually going to be chasing anything.
That's true. And so to have both of those guys out there, you know, the Warheads have a lot of talent.
Yep. They're willing to run. At least they were last year. One big story, Travis Wilcoxon now engaged. Will he be willing to actually sprint for anything now that he's an engaged man? We're not sure. We're gonna see how that unfolds. I have confidence in his ability to still want to sprint after a ball while playing a game when he knows that he's going to be married soon and really is, you know, probably better than all of this, but it's fine.
You know, and the thing about Travis, and this is the last thing I'll say about him, then we can move on, is he has played more minutes in college basketball than Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Dwight Howard, Andrew Bynum combined. He played more in college than all of those.
And scored more points
than all of them. Mm-hmm. So having a guy who is that talented at multiple sports in the outfield makes you better. Moving over to the right side of the outfield, bit of a platoon system, but really just a testament to the overall depth of the Warheads.
Deep waters.
Very deep waters. Myself and Logan Myers in right center. Rhett, I'll just let you handle this.
All right. Well, if we're going to talk Cash Monty French, the first thing that just comes to mind is just, you know, class, consistently being there, consistently showing up, and, you know, just, you know, a great, great pillar of the game. He's like a Derek Jeter, you know? He's just, everyone knows him, everyone loves him.
Minus about 2,986 hits.
Yeah, I mean, not, you know, minus that. He's like a very poor man's Derek Jeter, playing right center. Great maturity, brings that veteran steadiness and calmness. He's crafty. And I'm pretty sure one time I saw him throw a man out at home from beyond the fence. It was insane. It wasn't legal. Should have been crazy. It was nuts. Logan Myers, the man child himself.
He really is.
If you want to talk about a prospect, You want to talk about a sleeper pick for team MVP?
Logan Myers. He's one of those guys that you look at him and you just don't think he knows what he's doing.
Ah, never do.
But every now and then, he gets a ball to hit and he just runs into one and puts it over the wall. He's good for a home run about every third game.
The man, if he puts together a little bit of a run, he can have himself quite a season.
He really could. He's looking for the consistency, which I think he's capable of finding. He didn't play basketball this year.
Uh-huh, that's going
to
be
he's
big.
He's able to focus more on slow pitch, and I think it's going to make the team better.
Yeah. Two-sport athlete. He's able to hit a home run only with his arms. No torque, no nothing.
And if he can fix that, sky's the limit.
Yeah. In a legitimate sense, because he's going to hit the ball away to the sky.
That's true.
All right, field.
Right field. Two really crowd favorites, and a third one that I just remembered. Really crowd favorites on the team, guys who are extremely busy, extremely popular outside of slow pitch, and so having three guys
is good.
Makes it better. We've got Jared Baker, also known as the Great Bambi, Luke Dozy Logsdon.
Doze.
And Josh Howerton. What are your thoughts on right field for the Warheads?
I love right field for the Warheads. This is where the Warheads make their money. Three guys that are insanely attractive and popular and, just great guys.
Great human beings.
And the fact that they want to play softball too is a really big credit to the Warheads. Because you know what?
The type of program that this team runs.
Because the thing is it's not just like these are just some guy off the street coming in playing. No. Dozy has been known to make a circus snow cone catch in right field from time to time.
He does. He has a rap video on YouTube.
Jared Baker, you want to talk about tenacity-ish as a person? Man, he will not give up on softball.
I think that was
and there's was not going to be a place.
He slid into second. The man's wearing shorts.
Shorts.
Shorts and tennis shoes. Barrels into second base feet first. Tears his leg all up.
All up.
Just a
commitment
great,
to the game.
Committed. Mm-hmm. Just a great guy.
And Josh Howerton, I'm not 100% sure that he ever showed up for a game last season.
I think he played at one.
He might have played at one. And you know what? That's cool. Because he's one of the best team ambassadors that we have.
Really, great in the community.
Uh-huh. Great in the community. He's just a symbol. He's a team symbol of,
beacon of
amazingness.
Hope.
Yeah. And I would take one Josh Howerton on my slow pitch softball team than 27 3/8 Jordan Howertons. Any day of the week. Any day.
Even though Jordan Howerton is older and more experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, easily. Easily. Because you know what? Josh is just a great another one of those great locker room guys.
Really just a glue guy.
He's a glue guy, man.
It's great. It's great.
And I'm not sure whether or not he's single or what's going on, but if he is, man.
He is single.
He's single.
As far as I know.
As far as we know, he's single. If there's reports to the contrary, tweet at us at weekly, WHEEKLY. If you'd like for there to be reports to the contrary, possibly in the future, tweet at us at weekly, WHEEKLY. Okay? We can help you out.
We can help you out.
This is one thing, hashtag woo woo warhead.
That is true. And so that is your returning starters for the most part for the Warheads. As we've talked about, there's some potential additions. Mackenzie Johnson, who is also engaged. Possibly going to be joining the Warheads this year. Mm-hmm. A solid outfielder. He's Canadian. He has some diversity to the team. He's very Canadian. Henry Boyd.
He's our RA.
He's the RA. Some leadership.
Has so kindly allowed us to use 309 Studios.
Yep.
So that's not what got him on the team. His pure skill and amazingness out of whatever high school he came out of. You know,
I don't somewhere in Kansas.
Kansas.
Another guy who's a two-sport athlete.
Three
if you count slow pitch softball.
Four if you count coffee making.
You know, just a great guy. Really just a utility guy. You can put him anywhere on the infield or in the outfield. Put him behind the plate. He's a solid player. He's got a good bat. I remember in a part of the off-season training in one of the scrimmages, Henry actually stepped out of the box to call a timeout. The pitcher didn't see it, went ahead and threw the pitch. And so Henry steps in the box to swing, puts it over the fence. And, you know, that type of power is what's going to make this offense better.
Great, just great, great drive of the ball, great batting gloves, great cleats, great smile, wears sunglasses while he plays. You know, he's just one of those guys. He's a dude, you know?
He's great. And so, Rhett, what are some things you want to expect, that you expect to see in the Warheads this season?
I expect to see, number one, a championship. I expect to lift that trophy. If it's a trophy, maybe there's a number.
Not really sure what
I'm not sure. I don't even know if you get anything. Maybe just pride for this title. But I expect to see I expect to see a little bit more consistency. To be honest with you, I think we're gonna bring it together a little bit more.
You know, the weakness of the offense last year was that it wasn't consistent. There was a lot of up and down. There was glimpses of greatness.
We would go three and out, 12 runs, three and out.
Really,
a run. And then we would end up scoring 13 in the game.
That's true.
And win.
Very true. So if we can have some more consistent offense, I think that will make the team much better.
I'd like to see a greater presence of Ozark faculty and staff at our games.
That would be great. You know, Matt Proctor taking the lead as the president of Ozark Christian College was really our number one fan last year.
He really was. It was great.
We're going to try to get him on the podcast at some point.
Or we're going to bring the podcast to him and not tell him about it.
That could happen. And so, you know, if the rest of the Ozark faculty could follow suit, you know, that would be incredible.
I think this would really take off.
It would really, you know, boost the morale of the team and really the campus as a whole, you know, to see that support. So
I also expect to see a greater presence from the rest of the campus. You guys don't get away with this. You're not off the hook. I expect you guys really to be here.
Beyond Williamson III.
Yeah.
And then girlfriends, there really wasn't much last year.
Literally nothing. But I expect to see a little bit more support. That's what this podcast is about. You know,
spreading awareness,
getting the news out, spreading the good news about Williamson Warheads. Like, hey, there is a team. They're there. They're here to play. You know, what is your expectation?
I want to see continued average defense.
Slow
pitch is all about scoring more runs than the other team, and that doesn't necessarily mean you have to play great defense.
That's true.
And so if we can just keep playing average defense, I think it'll help us out.
Listen, as long as we hit a couple really good long balls, we have some fun, and we beat the trash out of Carterville, I'm good.
That sounds like a plan to me, Rhett. Well, this has been the inaugural Warheads Weekly. We want to thank you for tuning in. If you did, if no one listens to this, then this is awkward. And just hope you all have a great day. Hope you all make it through this cold weather in anticipation of the Joplin City League slow pitch softball team Silver Division this year and your favorite team, the Willie Warheads.
I'm Soren Johnson.
And I'm Monty French.
It's always spring somewhere.